right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court for August 12th, 2025. It's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And as always, we'll begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Erickson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you feel led to rise.
Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, this opportunity to gather together to do the business of this county. We thank you for all the elected officials that are present. We ask your blessing on them. Please give us wisdom and guidance so that what we do and what we say may be pleasing in your sight. Father, this week a lot of kids are starting back to school, and we just ask a blessing that you keep them safe during the school year. Bless them and their parents and their teachers to have a safe and educational year. Father, for all that we do that's wrong, we just ask that you forgive us. We thank you for every blessing we have. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job.
I didn't mess up this time. Y'all. He ribboned me.
All right. So let me look at commissioners. All right, we'll begin today's agenda with items under County Auditor.
We're going to have a comment.
Oh, yeah. We're going to begin our agenda with items of public comment. If there's anyone present who wishes to make comment on any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending the meeting remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line so that you can make comment. So we are open for public comment. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment, move on to County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk for additional costs for relocation and build out of the Family Law Department in the amount of $2,000. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 6 for road machinery repairs. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for juvenile detention for additional costs for water and sewer services in the amount of $15,000. Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for August insurance reimbursements. Item E is consider and approve and execute an order authorizing the defeasance and optional redemption of certain outstanding certificates of obligations and containing other matters relating thereto. And today we have Mr. Fox here if anyone has any questions about that issue. Item F is to consider and approve organized crime drug enforcement task forces for the use of Jefferson County Sheriff's Office overtime and authorized expenses for the strategic initiative program and authorize the county judge to sign agreements for possible reimbursements. And I did not see those agreements in my packet. So item G is consider and approve applying for the 2025 Port Security Grant Program and authorizing county auditors to submit application through FEMA Go Portal. The grant will require 25% match. If awarded, proposed project match will be $256,250 from the Marine Division budget and $25,463 from the general fund. Item H is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,800,000 to the state comptroller for the second half of the intergovernmental transfer for indigent health care county funds. Item I, we will take items I, J separately. Item K is to consider and approve advanced funding request for American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Jefferson County revision in the amount of $26,120.12. And item L is regular county bills, check numbers 530742 through 530949. Do I have a motion on items A through H and K and L?
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion.
No. Put a correction on B, that is Road and Bridge Precinct 3.
Yeah, he gave us a 6 instead of 3.
Did I say 6?
Yes, you did.
Road and bridge.
My apologies.
Thank you, Judge.
I'm glad we don't have a road and bridge precinct, sir. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Now moving back to item I and J. I is to discuss proposed tax rate for tax year 2025, fiscal year 2025-26. And item J is consider and approve of proposing a tax rate of 0.357 for tax year 2025, fiscal year 2025-2026. So we have a motion to open discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So, Ms. Lee, would you like to discuss the tax rate?
Right.
I think we've had lots of discussion, but this is a public forum.
Right. Just to discuss the calculation of the revenue rate is above our current rate. So the proposal is, after looking at the budget decisions, was to recommend keeping the tax rate the same. So this is one of those where you propose a rate, you can always adopt lower, you just cannot adopt higher. So this is just putting into place, and because we're doing a rate that's lower than the no new tax revenue, there is not a required public hearing.
You could adopt higher if you go up to the 3.5% and the disaster increment, right?
Right, yes.
But we are not.
But we're not, and because we're not, we don't have to have the public hearing. You don't have to. There's some of the postings that you won't have to do, but you do still have to adopt the budget in a public forum.
Okay. So I would just, in the interest of transparency, I'd say that we used to have to calculate the effective tax rate, which was the amount of the tax rate to raise the same amount of revenue as we'd raised during the previous year. We used to be allowed to go up to 8% above that amount. Had changes in the legislature that reduced that amount to 3.5% and changed the calculation from effective tax rate to no new revenue rate. So our tax rate as calculated is below the no new revenue rate. That does not mean, and this is where I want to be transparent about, that we're bringing in less revenue.
Right.
We are bringing in $6 or $7 million more revenue because industrial properties that were under abatement have rolled off abatement, and so we do not have to include those additional revenues we're getting from having given them abatement several years ago. They don't make us put that in the calculation, so we're actually bringing in some more revenue that will allow us to meet the consumer price index increases that we see, that everybody sees, whether it relates to asphalt or vehicles or, you know, sheriff, law enforcement vehicles and everything else that's gone up. So we're able to meet that and still keep our no new revenue rate, our tax rate below our no new revenue rate, which we're thankful for, which also means that we will not be having, because we're below our no new revenue rate, we're not going to have the two public tax rate hearings that we traditionally have.
Right.
So I hope that I explained that well, Ms. Lee.
Yes.
And Judge, I want to add this here to it, because it's those other services that we provide as a county that benefit us, and that the wisdom of the court and doing those abatements and things we have done, it benefits us now, and it's constantly benefiting us. So we need to be thankful that we have the growth we have in this community from those industries.
Absolutely.
All right. Any other discussion? Okay, do I have a motion to approve the tax rate of 0.357 for tax year 2025, fiscal year 2025-26?
So moved.
Moved. Seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes items under the auditor. Under County Commissioners, we have four items. Item A is consider and possibly approve the petition of law enforcement officers, the Sheriff's Office, to conduct a representation election for the exclusive designation of Jefferson County Sheriff's Law Enforcement Association as collective bargaining agent for the police officers of the Sheriff's Office under Texas Law and Local Government Code Section 174.104. Item B is consider and possibly approve an order pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 174.104 to appoint the county clerk as the election officer to prepare ballots and conduct the election of the representatives of Jefferson County Sheriff's Law Enforcement Association. Item C is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County Precinct 2 and the Hampshire Finette Independent School District. And item D is to consider, approve, receive, and file a standing order for settlement week pursuant to Section 155.000, Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And we will move on to one item under the Historical Commission to approve and receive a donation of replacement interpretive panels from the Beaumont Heritage Society to be installed at Spindletop Centennial Park pursuant to Texas Local Government Code Section 81.032. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under community supervision, item A is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file the fiscal year 26-27 budget for the adult probation office pursuant to Texas state law. Do I have a motion on that item? Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Constable Precinct 1, we have one item to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Heather Avery as a reserve deputy constable with Constable's Office Precinct 1. And accordance with Texas Local Government Code Section 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And one item under Engineering Department to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit number 08-OW25 and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Golden Triangle Storage LLC for the purpose of constructing a new brine disposal well north of Erie Street located in Precinct 4. Do we have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. We are going to have some other closed sessions beginning after court. And is there anything any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, real quick, Hampshire Finette School District school starts tomorrow. Please stay off at 124, Highway 124 if you have to. It was a nightmare this weekend.
Yes.
For our deputies and for most people in the community, and so we expect it not to be very user-friendly this tomorrow, so avoid that area if at all possible unless you're taking a kid to school.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Also, just be careful. BISD starts tomorrow. Also, so please, the county school districts are going back. Please be mindful. These kids are going to be moving around. So please take your time. Be careful.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And, Judge, I don't see Kate here today, but the new office is open. Well, the Port Arthur tax office has reopened. Beautiful facility, seating. Everybody's loving the new design. More user-friendly. Been utilized quite a bit just last week. People glad it's back open. Okay. And the grand opening will be Friday, and she's going to be there. I think you're going to
8:30 a.m. I believe.
8:30. Come in, see the office. I mean, she did a, and I told her I'd sing her praises.
Yeah, I think they're going to have king crab and lobster appetizers.
They told me you were you paying for it. That's what I heard.
A reminder to all county departments that effective September 1st, the Texas legislature passed a law relating to the Texas Open Meetings Act that requires us to give 3 business days as opposed to 72 hours notice of items that are going to be on the commissioner's court agenda, which also applies to city councils and drainage districts and everybody else. So if a holiday falls on a Wednesday, a Thursday, or a Friday, the deadline for agenda submissions is going to be 3:00 on Tuesday. Otherwise, if there's no holiday during the week, the deadline, it will now, as opposed to being Thursday afternoon, is going to be 3 p.m. on Wednesday so that we can comply with the new open meetings laws. Also note that we decided last week that on August 26th, Commissioner's Court will begin at 9:00 a.m. as opposed to 10:30 to allow us to attend a legislative conference, legislative luncheon before we leave for the legislative conference in Austin. Anything else, Commissioners?
I'm just looking for Precinct 6.
Yeah. We forgot the budget.
Oh, no, I'm going to take their money.
And Fran, we need to go ahead and get with the members of the court to schedule another meeting while we still have time before everything's published to discuss election worker pay and juvenile mental health.
Yep.
Anything else, Commissioner?
She didn't get the email.
Yeah, sooner than later, please.
Yeah, we will get you that. And otherwise, thank you all for being here today. We appreciate your attendance, and we are adjourned.